Shriver Hall Concert Series is presenting the digital Baltimore recital debut of Israeli-born pianist Inan Banathan. And he is at this time in his home in New York, and it's my pleasure to speak to him there. Welcome to WBJC, Inan, in these new and different times.
Thank you very much. Nice to be virtually there.
So this recital coming up on Sunday at 5:30 on Facebook. And I'm wondering, have you done any of these virtual concerts already, because these times are changing so fast?
Yeah, well, very soon, a few weeks ago, we did this marathon of 24 hours. Over 60 New York musicians contributed things from their apartment, and it was actually a very moving experience to kind of reconnect with audiences that way, actually.
It's certainly wonderful that we can still experience your concert here, even though you can't be here in person. So your program, I see, has been explained as exploring works of musical transformation across two centuries. So looking at the recital that you're offering us, Selected Songs Without Words by Mendelssohn, Ronald Stevenson's Peter Grimes Fantasy on Themes by Benjamin Britten, a couple of works by Gershwin, and then Schubert's Last Sonata. So what is the arc that you see going through this recital?
The entire program is titled Songs Without Words, and so all of the pieces in the program are in some way or form songs without words, from Mendelssohn, who invented the term, to these transcriptions of Benjamin Britten opera, or this fantasy that is derived from that opera, to an amazing transcription of Gershwin, I Got Rhythm, and his prelude, to what is perhaps the biggest song without words I know, Schubert's Last Sonata, B-flat Sonata, which is in its heart and soul is the most beautiful song. And even though it's so architecturally grand, it is one of Schubert's most beautiful songs.
I must say that I don't know the Ronald Stevenson at all, the Peter Grimes Fantasy. Can you tell us something about that?
Oh, it's a fantastic piece. So he wrote it in 1971. He took themes from one of Britain's most well-known opera and one of the most beautiful operas, Peter Grimes, and he distilled them in the style that Liszt used to do, the paraphrase operas. Liszt used to write these amazing paraphrases of Puccini and Bellini and all those wonderful operas, and Ronald Stevenson did the same in some ways with Peter Grimes, and he turned this opera and themes from both orchestral and vocal parts of this opera into this ingenious fantasy. I love this piece.
It's going to be such an exciting program. Looking at Songs Without Words, and this is thanks to Inan Banathan, who is giving his digital Baltimore recital debut for the Shriver Hall Concert Series. That's this Sunday, 5:30. And this will be at facebook.com/ShriverConcerts. There's no login required, so we can all just enjoy this glorious recital from Inan. Thank you so much for your time, and it will be wonderful to see you on Sunday.
Thank you so much. It will be my pleasure.